I'm not recording your shit.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most on fire podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
So on fire, it's fabulous.
He's on fire. I played some NBA Jam the other day.
You were old.
Old.
I got it. Pretty good. I got it for the Genesis.
How is it?
It's fun.
Is it like Super Nintendo?
Yeah. I got the tournament edition, so nice. It's fun. I just got Legend of Zelda too.
I just started playing. Was that gold? I couldn't. Yeah, it was okay. Gold. I was just double checking if it was the gold or not. How much did you pay for it?
$15.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay. I've seen some golds for like $50, $60.
Yeah, this one's kind of beat up.
So. All right.
But I didn't really care.
Is it still pretty fun to play?
Yeah.
I remember playing the original Zelda.
I had actually not played it, so this is my first time playing it.
Nice. Yeah. It's a good game.
Yeah, it is. It's been fun so far.
I'd recommend looking up like Easter eggs, or not Easter eggs, like special item spots.
Yeah, I looked up a couple things just to make the first dungeon easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots of hidden stuff in that game.
I'm also getting a Dreamcast tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, should be here
tomorrow. You already got it. Oh, you bought the Dreamcast.
I bought it. I don't have it yet.
Yeah, you got to see if that controller can still kill a human being. I think it definitely kill a human
Leaper
being.
Leaper said you could burn Dreamcast games. Easy.
Like download and burn.
Yeah, download and burn them easy. You just have to know what speed to burn it at.
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to look into that.
I guess I'm gonna try. Sweet. Yeah,
I know Sonic. Whatever the first Sonic game for Dreamcast that came out, that game was awesome.
Sonic Adventure.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. I think Sonic's Adventures. I remember being blown away by the graphics when the Dreamcast came out.
Yeah, I remember playing it at Tyler's house and it was really fun.
Just that damn controller.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I've never actually owned a Dreamcast, so I'm excited.
There's a new game that's coming out this year for the Dreamcast.
Really?
Yeah, it's a side-scrolling like dual stick shooter, but
that's awesome.
It looks pretty.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's sweet.
How's your week been?
Pretty good. Didn't really do a whole lot.
Do any Pathfinder?
No Pathfinder this week, because we did dodgeball for Stefan's birthday.
Oh, okay. How much was it?
It was $13 to get in. It was $2.50 for shoes.
Oh, you have to wear special shoes?
Yeah, you have to wear shoes or safety socks, which are just fucking socks.
Where's this place at?
It is like 108th and Giles.
Okay, so yeah, it is the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I got a locker for $3.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good idea.
A big locker.
Does it smell like Play Days in there?
Yes.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Yes, it
smell.
Does. And there's
smell.
A lot of fucking kids, too.
Really?
There's kids everywhere.
How big is the place?
It's not huge. I would say Skate Days is bigger.
Skate Days? All right.
Yeah. But, like, we were the oldest people there by far, not counting, like, parents and employees.
Camilla and I seem to go to a lot of places where, like, we're either the oldest or the youngest ones there. And we're always just like, God damn it.
You know what place has a lot of kids? Pancheros at Village Point.
Well, it's because it's Village Point. Like, God.
I know, but it seems specifically Pancheros. Probably because it's cheap.
Probably.
Yeah, because you don't see a lot of my cheeseburger in Paradise or something.
Whenever, if we go to the Village Point Theater, I'm always like, there's so many goddamn kids here. Mm-hmm. Fucking kids. And we went to see Monuments Men last week.
Yeah.
And we were the youngest ones there.
Were you?
And we were the only ones laughing at half the jokes. I'm like, we get them, I think.
Nice. So yeah, dodgeball was fun. We played against a lot of cheating kids.
Fucking kids cheating.
I know. Like, we would get them out, but they, like, wouldn't go to the side. They'd just, like, get on the ground. And then we'd, you know, someone else would inevitably throw one at them and get them again. And they're like, he's already out. I'm like, then fucking get out.
You should just peg the kids harder then. Yeah. Now you're leaving because you're crying, bitch.
There was also one time we actually did really well and none of our team got out. And nice. We got the entire team out except for like an 8-year-old girl. And so it's all of us with balls and she didn't have one. We're like, So we just kind of start lobbing them at her. Then fucking Tyler Twos goes and fucking nails her with a ball like in the hip. We all boot him.
I remember one time in dodgeball in high or middle school, there was this special. I guess I don't know what was really wrong with him. One, he was short, yeah. Like a dwarf. But we were playing dodgeball, and John just fucking nailed this kid in the crotch.
Oh my god!
And he made like an Ewok dying sound, and everyone in the gym stopped, and just me and him were just like, "Don't laugh." But he went down like an Ewok.
To John, like trying. Fall back into the crowd.
John was like the tallest person in middle school, so it was really hard for him to blend in.
Fall back in the crowd on his knees.
See ya.
Man, I can't believe John didn't come to school today.
John was also the one in middle school. There's this one game. It was like line tag, mm-hmm. but certain vests made you do certain things if you got tagged. Like one was like do 5 push-ups if you get tagged with a certain vest. Yeah. Well, everyone was daring John. There's this girl with huge boobs in middle school. And everyone's like, and John got this jumping jack vest. And we're like, John. Tag Amanda. And so he did, but he tagged and just stood right in front of her as she did like the jumping jacks and just looked at her tits.
Oh my god.
It was great. Middle school was great.
Oh my god, that's funny as shit.
My week's been fine. We're gonna go see our wedding officiant nice. After this. He's a lawyer.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. I hope I don't have to. I hope it doesn't go on too long. I don't even know what to talk about. Hey, we're getting married.
Yeah. So are you going to do the job?
Yeah, you gonna marry us?
Going to do the deal.
All right, cool.
Drop off a suitcase of money there. This is for you.
Yeah, he also is free.
Oh, really?
Because Camilla's mom hooked us up from the courthouse. So. Oh. That's swell.
If I would have went through with being a minister, I could have been free.
Yes. You're always free.
You can become a minister online.
I know.
Well, like anybody. A justice of the peace, so.
You can be like.
I could do that anytime. I could do it during the podcast right now.
you can take an online course to be a parishioner in the Church of Tiger Woods.
Church of Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't take much to become a private eye.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a class and a test.
Really?
Yeah. Camille's in the room, too, by the way, so if you
hear any background. She just remembered she doesn't have a mic. Yeah, you've mentioned that. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Matt Runge, P.I. You could have it on your door.
Yeah.
Matt Runge, P.I. You could start investigating things just for shits.
Who stole the cookies from the cookie jar?
Where did all my creamy tomato go? Every once in a blue moon, I'm like, I should just bring Matt a bag of creamy tomato.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
I know.
That's what I was thinking about. I could warm it up. I get a big pot and just...
Put some water
in it. Yeah, put some water in it and put it on the stove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's just a big-ass bag of soup.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That would be. I know it'd blow your mind.
Yeah.
What? I guess I could leave it in my... You leave it outside where it's cold enough and it would auto-thaw. And then you can just warm it up easier that way instead of warming up the frozen bag. Eh.
I could easily warm up the bag and then put it in some other container and keep it in like my fridge or something.
Not true. Matt, what you drinking there in that cup? Creamy tomato.
Why are you drinking it out of the pot?
I drink everything.
Shooting. Pretty short opening segment. Oh. We don't got much to talk about, do we?
Let's go to gaming then.
Alright, let's do it.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Andy, have you watched Twitch Plays Pokemon?
I'm glad we're talking about this. I watched it when they were trying to cut down a tree on Route 2.
Yeah.
No, it cuts Route 4 or something.
Yeah.
That's when I watched it, when they were stuck at trying to cut the tree. That's all I've watched, though.
They just recently beat Sabrina.
Oh, man. Yeah. They're getting kind of far, though.
I know.
Damn.
For people that don't know, Twitch Plays Pokemon is technically, it's like a social experiment, the guy said. It's anywhere between 50 and 100,000 people trying to play the same game of Pokemon at the same time. You can enter the commands via chat. So put like up, down, left, right, BA, start.
Oh, God.
And now they have this anarchy and democracy meter.
No way.
And if people vote for anarchy, what happens is all the chat commands are entered like as they come in. So classic, like how it started. Right. And if democracy is in effect, the most popular chat command in 20 seconds gets.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
And in democracy, you can also do things like instead of just left, you can do left 4 and move left 4 times.
Oh, okay, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I saw a picture that they used a Master Ball and a Zapdos.
Yeah, they got Zapdos. That's funny.
The one thing that I've been out of the loop on is the Helix Fossil thing.
The Helix Fossil, they got the Helix Fossil early in the game, and because just of the nature of the game, you know, they're always walking in circles and hitting start, and a lot of times they'd accidentally select the Helix Fossil, and you know, would say it's not time to use that. So people started worshipping the Helix Fossil. Like, every time they select the Helix Fossil, they're asking it for advice.
Oh, my God.
And so the Helix Fossil became some sort of god to them. And since they didn't pick up the Dome Fossil, everything bad that happens is courtesy of the Dome Fossil.
Oh, my God.
The Dome Fossil also works through the false prophet, Flareon. what happened there is they got an Eevee who later became known as the False Hope, and they needed a Pokemon to learn Surf, so they're gonna evolve it into Vaporeon, but instead it got evolved into Flareon.
Oh God!
And then they released their Charmander, or Charmeleon, and Rattata, known as Abby and Jay Leno, respectively.
So did they start with Charmander then?
Yeah.
God. Never get rid of the starter Pokemon.
Yep, they got rid of it. And then there is Bird Jesus.
That Zapdos?
No, that is their Pidgeot, which is a really high level.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's it at?
Like 50.
Jesus!
Yeah. Which pretty much soloed Sabrina's gym.
Pidgeot's good for that. So.
Yeah. There's also Digrat, which is a Rattata that knows Dig and uses it at the worst fucking times. Like halfway into a cave, it'll use Dig and then start at the beginning.
I saw a really funny thing when it was talking about Victory Road. Yeah. How if any time you die during Victory Road, you go back to Viridian City.
Oh, God.
That's the closest Pokemon.
Yeah.
Or Poke Center.
Pokemon
so
Center, yeah.
That's going to be fun when they get to Victory Road.
That's funny.
I wonder if they're going to go for Mewtwo after the game.
Probably not. Yeah. Maybe, but they don't have the Master Ball. It's like impossible to Mewtwo without the Master Ball.
I did it. I think as a kid I did it once, but I think it took me like many times of saving and then restarting and all that.
Yeah.
Do you know where they're at this moment?
You know, I'm actually watching it right now. Look, they're in some sort of Pokemon Center.
Are they? Yeah. Wait, are you actually watching it right now?
Yeah, it's embedded in the article I have. Oh, nice. They just accessed the Pokemon storage system. Great, they're probably going to release another fucking Pokemon.
Dude, the amount of text flying on that screen is insane.
They released the Moonstone.
Oh, God.
They dropped that.
Have there been any good comments, or is it just all, like, commands?
It's almost all commands. Some people try and comment, but, like, it just goes by so fast, yeah. They don't really see it.
That's crazy.
It's usually pictures later that people are making of it. That's just so fucking funny.
I wonder if Twitch really thought that this was going to be like, oh, it'll be okay, but it just exploded.
It's amazing. There's also Twitch Plays Pokemon Plays Tetris.
I've seen that. I was going to mention that.
All the commands in Twitch Plays Pokemon are also being put into a Tetris
game. I heard it's
game.
A horrible game of Tetris.
Yeah, they created the Roadrunner on accident, though. It's just a fucking Roadrunner.
That's
hilarious.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw the Tetris thing a couple days ago. I heard about it.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Oh, they didn't release the Pokemon. They're actually trying to leave Bills.
Oh, are they?
Or not Bills. They left the PC, and now they're trying to leave the Pokemon Center.
Oh, man. Good luck, guys.
Yeah. just the lore that has come from it is fucking hilarious.
I can't believe Twitch is handling it, too.
I just think it's amazing that they just started worshipping the Helix Fossil.
And the Dome Fossil.
Yeah, like if they beat a trainer, a bunch of people are like, praise the Helix.
Let's see. What did the Helix Fossil get you? The Dome was...
Ammonite is what the Helix Fossil gets you. The Dome gets you Kabuto.
Yeah, that's what it was. I forgot, where do you get that at?
It's early, in like one of the first caves or something.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, not, sorry, the Pokemon. When do you, I forgot
where
you
get it. Oh, when you get it? That's later, like when you're on Cinnabar Island.
That's what, yeah. I was trying to remember. I think it's in an ocean or something.
Yeah, and it's always like level fucking 5, too.
Yeah.
So you always got to level that shit up. It's a pain in the ass.
I hated, have they got a Magikarp yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, damn.
They, like Route 9 or something has that ledge. Or, like, if you go over the ledge, you have to go all the way back to the beginning of Route 9. I think that took them, like, 13 hours or something to get through it.
Dude, Victory Road is going to be just interesting as hell. Because Victory Road is a bitch in itself.
That's so funny. Oh, they're stuck.
In the Pokemon Center?
Yeah. I mean, not stuck, but they only got one way to go, and they're having trouble going that one way.
Now... Is there a computer that is entering these commands, I would assume?
It's like, it's some sort of script. Like,
okay.
Some sort of code that transfers the commands from the chat to the game.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it was a person doing it.
Mm. No, that'd be hard as shit.
Dude, I got a Game Boy Advance emulator on my iPhone, and I didn't have to jailbreak it.
Yeah?
And I was playing Pokemon Emerald, and then there was a new iOS update yesterday, and it doesn't work anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
But I was playing Emerald. I was like, oh, shit!
Oh, so Twitch Plays Pokemon. The thing is, I've had it up a lot. Yeah. I don't really, like, watch it, because, you know, there's not much to watch.
Yeah, a lot.
But I always miss the important shit. Miss them cutting something or defeating a trainer.
When I was watching for them to cut the tree, it was, I think I had it on the in the like background, I guess, for a good like 30 minutes and just nothing happened.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay. And then later that night, I saw that they cut the tree and I was like, damn it. I might start paying a lot more attention when they get to Giovanni and start doing Victory Road, because I think that'll be hilarious.
You know where you first fight Giovanni? You know, you fight him one time before you fight him.
Yeah, I don't remember where.
Yeah, you fight him in that place. I forget, too, what exactly it is. I think it's in the same city you get Eevee or something. It's a big building many floors.
He's the boss of Team Rocket. So, yeah, you fight him in the Team Rocket building. Yeah.
But that has the arrows on the floor that push you certain ways.
Jesus. Have they got
it was
there
like,
yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, they got past there, but it was like a day and a half of just going through that shit.
God, that's so painful.
And they spent a long time in the, where you get, like, Ghastly. What's that place called? I don't remember.
It's in the dark...
It's in Lavender Town, yeah. Right?
I don't remember the name of that tower. I know what tower you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
I hope they go on the... They're already past, the safari place, right?
Yeah,
safari
they went zone? Through the safari zone and caught a fuck ton of Pokemon.
Did they? Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Have they done the bicycle road yet?
I don't know.
God, I love the bicycle road. That road was boss if you had Pikachu, because everybody had birds.
Yeah.
So you could just level up Pikachu so fast.
That's sweet. I kind of want to play Pokemon now.
I know.
I played Civ 5 last week.
Yeah.
And I got Venus to size 70.
Really?
Size 70 city.
Damn.
Yeah. I didn't know that was possible.
Damn.
But I did. It was huge.
Damn.
I had more citizens than tiles to work, so I had a bunch of unemployed citizens.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, it was.
Did it just happen over time?
Yeah, I mean, I started in a good place. I mean, I had some wheat and a lot of fish, and I had grassland.
Right.
And then I chose everything that made me grow faster. So, like, I got the Temple of Artemis, which is, like, 10% growth. I finished the Tradition Tree, and when I do that, that's another 10% growth. I got the Hanging Gardens, which is, like, plus 6 food.
Gardens is great.
Yeah. And then my entire religion was things like shrines and temples providing one food, swords and the plows, which is like 10% or 15% growth when not at war.
Jesus.
So I had all that, and I was going for a diplomatic victory. So although I ended up winning a cultural victory.
Nice.
So since Venice has a fuck ton of money, I just became allies with all the city states, and all maritime city states give you like plus 2 food in your capital.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. How long was that game?
Oh, God. I played it over the course of like 3 days.
All right.
It was probably like a 13-hour game or something like that.
Like, for people who've never played Civ, that sounds bad, but that's kind of normal. Yeah,
that sounds crazy, but...
It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Dude, God. I think my longest Civ game was a good, like, 20 hours, like, combined.
Yeah. What's nice is, like, Civ's not, you know, like, intensive. You don't have to be like, no, I gotta do shit, you know? Yeah. It's just, you know, you gotta turn, and you just do shit in your turn, so...
Just one more turn.
So, yeah, so I just, I usually just play and watch Game Grumps on my tablet or something.
Game Grumps.
Yeah, so that's fun. Listen to Sad Hoshi.
God damn it, fucking
Hoshi. Oh, I will take the Borin.
I'm gonna make you watch those tonight. Sad Hoshi and Buttball.
Buttball. I'm going to learn you some ball. I'm going to learn you how to play football, seeing as you're in my basement. Mrs. Lovettis, Dennis came over to my house and fell down the stairs again.
Again!
That's so funny. All right, so moving on. The Last of Us. Chance at a sequel is 50-50, apparently.
Cool. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah, Last of Us creative director Neil Druckmann mentioned the possibility of sequel during an AMA thread on Reddit. He said, if you're asking about a sequel right now, I'd say 50-50.
I know they're working on the new Uncharted. That's what Naughty Dog's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So probably after that, though. Hey, did you ever look into the Uncharted 3 on PS Plus?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm glad it was still free.
Yeah, I got Payday, too, and someone didn't like...
Oh, I was waiting for you to tell me when you were ready.
You said I'd be... The last thing you texted me was, I'll be ready after dinner.
Yeah, I was on around, like, 7.
Oh, I didn't see that you were on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just had, like, my PS3 on, and
I was
just waiting for you to get on Skype or something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like...
I gotta remember Skype.
I'm like, sorry. He's eating a long dinner.
I'm sorry, man. Well, I did play a little bit then, because I was waiting.
Yeah, I did the, the safe house.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I did, too. I picked Engineer.
Nice.
I figured if you were a ghost, then I was like, I'll just make the tools better then.
Yeah, sweet.
I hate how long the fucking drills take.
My God.
And they're so painful. That's why I picked Engineer.
And they're loud.
Yeah. But that's why I picked Engineer, because it restarts them faster and you get like, they go faster. So yeah. I was like, this will be nice for us.
Nice. Blizzard says World of Warcraft isn't going to go pay to win. Despite an ever-increasing option of microtransactions, World of Warcraft is not taking the pay-to-win route. According to images pulled from the game's test servers and posted on MMO Champion, players may be able to pay $60 and instantly level a character to 90.
I saw that.
The game's maximum level.
I saw that that screenshot. That's crazy.
Though the option hasn't been confirmed by Blizzard, a future option for instant character leveling was discussed by Blizzard during BlizzCon 2013.
You know what? There would be a lot of people that would do that.
Oh, yeah, easy. And they're losing subscribers, which loses money hand over fist. So,
$60 to get a, 90?
If you're a hardcore World of Warcraft player, you would totally pay $60 bucks to level up.
Yep. That's sad.
Character all the way up, yeah. Ugh. I mean, that's the price of one video game.
That is true.
And you would, you know, if all you play is World of Warcraft, not even all you play, if you just really love the game.
Yeah, that's true.
And you play it a lot.
It's not a bad investment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, half the fun of that game is leveling up.
Yeah, I don't get what the point would be.
Dude, to put in all your skills, that would take forever, though. You'd have 90 skill points to put in.
Wow.
Jesus.
You know, I never really did play World of Warcraft. I played the, demo, like, the first 10 levels or something like that.
I did the 14-day trial.
Yeah.
And after 14 days, I was like, I don't
Yeah, I just didn't get into it.
I'm not a big grind person.
Yeah.
There's like certain games that I do not mind grinding on, mm-hmm. but otherwise, I'm not a big grind person.
Yeah, there's certain games you don't mind grinding on.
Yeah, goddamn it. I knew as I was saying that, I'm like, that's dirty.
Upcoming Killer Instinct patch to bail the accused rage quitters out of jail.
Really?
Remember we talked about that last
week?
Yeah,
putting them in jail?
Yeah, well, what they're doing is they're changing the system. So they're giving everyone a clean slate.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But then the jail system's still going
to
be there.
It will still be in effect.
Oh, okay.
There's just like different requirements to get thrown into jail.
All right. There's balance in this.
Yeah. And finally, for gaming news, the year of Luigi, the year and few months of Luigi, is officially coming to an end this March.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
yay. Yeah. Yay, Luigi. That reminds me from another game, Grumps, when they were playing Super Mario World. Aaron was like, it's your Luigi. And Dan's like, what happened? Like, yeah. Like Luigi got cancer or something like that. It was just funny. So, year Luigi, it'll go down in history as a year.
Where Nintendo lost some money.
Yeah, they did lose a lot of money. I don't think it was Luigi's fault, though.
No. Dude, if they'd go health for their new console, I just don't know. I can't comprehend that.
Oh, yeah.
They were talking about, they're like, our new console might be health-based. And I was like,
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. I don't need Wii boxing. I do real boxing.
Yeah. I play video games to play games now.
Mm-hmm.
Now be healthy.
Yeah, I don't get done working out so I can come home and work out.
I don't dance. I don't Wii Fit myself.
I was running on Friday, and I misjudged a puddle pretty early on in my run.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I had a soaked foot
my entire run. God. Was it like you just thought it was...
It didn't look very deep. And it was right in the middle of the sidewalk, and I'm just like, I'll just run through, and it went up to like my ankle.
Oh, Jesus! That was a puddle.
Yeah, it was a deep puddle.
Damn.
Yeah, and you know, my running shoes are mesh, so... I guess that not sucks. All mesh, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Are they dry now?
They're breathable. Yeah, they're dry now, but... I was doing a long run because my sister was sick on Thursday, so I didn't do any boxing. So I was like a half mile into my run, and I ran like 4.5 miles.
Nice.
So the other 4 miles, I had a soaked foot the entire run. It was
your foot all like pruny when you got home?
Yeah, it was pruny when I got home. Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
Oh boy, I'm going to have to let this air out.
Yeah. And it didn't help that there's a part on Blondo where the sidewalk ends.
Oh,
and I don't normally run there, but I did this time just because, like I said, I was kind of doing double what I normally do. Yeah. And a lot of tall grass and mud. Yeah, it sucked.
When you run, do you keep just like one pace the whole run, or do you do some where you're running a little harder than usual? Or?
I usually run a little harder than usual sometimes. I go between, I walk for a while just to warm up, and then I'll kind of jog a little bit, and then... Occasionally, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to sprint from this streetlight to that streetlight.
All right.
And I'll do that, and then I'll kind of walk for a little bit, then get back to a jog, and then sprint again from, like, trash can to trash can or something like that.
That's a good. Yeah. All right. That's good.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Do you like using your jogging app?
Yeah, sometimes when it fucking works.
Really?
Yeah, the last two times I went to run, the first time my GPS signal was weak, and it didn't get me anything but the time. And then Friday, when I did my long run, it didn't tell me anything about my GPS signal being weak, but it still only got the time.
Hmm.
So it says, like, 0 calories burned, 0 distance traveled, 1 hour and 20 minutes. I'm like, what?
That's weird, because usually when you're outside, the cell phone signals are a lot better.
Yeah, I don't... It worked fine the first few times I used it.
Try reinstalling it, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. I might. Because I used it for a while, and then I got bursitis in my knee, so I had to take a couple weeks off of running. And maybe it's mad at me.
I'm not recording your shit.
Yeah.
It's like,
fuck you. You didn't use me for a couple weeks.
This is what you get.
Yeah.
I should use, like, with the technology that's in the my phone, I should use it for more fitness stuff. I just don't.
No.
I use it as a pedometer, and that's about it.
You know, that reminds me. My speedometer in my car is all fucked up.
No!
Yeah, well, sometimes fucked up.
Really?
Yes. Sometimes it'll say I'm going 40 miles an hour when I'm stopped.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And we'll say I'm like going 80 miles an hour, or like in a neighborhood, tell me I'm going 50. I'm like,
I don't even know where to start to fix that.
I don't know. Like I said, it only does it sometimes. Other times it works normally.
Huh.
I don't know. It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know where to begin to troubleshoot something like that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's beyond me. Shit.
All right, Andy, you want to get in technology news?
Sure.
All right.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
Netflix agrees to pay Comcast for access to its broadband network.
If I'm hearing that correctly and it's translated in my head correctly, Netflix is paying Comcast so that their users can use it on Comcast? Is that correct?
In a landmark deal, Netflix has reportedly agreed to pay Comcast for direct access to the company's broadband system. This deal comes after Comcast customers reported widespread lags in streaming this fall.
Huh.
Keep in mind this new deal, which will give Netflix direct access to Comcast Network, as the first of its kind, and comes just a few days after the massive Comcast-Time Warner merger.
I was going to mention that. Did you see that insane merger?
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
That's like evil piling on top of evil.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, you're just getting run, you're getting rid of one more evil, but it's still, yeah, you're just mashing it together.
Yeah.
So what is it now? It's Comcast and Verizon are the big ones? If they're getting rid of Time Warner.
I think it's Comcast. What are they going to call it, though? Are they going to call it Comcast Time Warner? Because when AOL was merged with Time Warner, it was AOL Time Warner.
Yeah. Now, it was Comcast that it's merging, that, like, did the merger. It's not Time Warner.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Oh, well, we don't have to do that, but damn. That's kind of interesting, though. That also sucks on Netflix's part that Comcast is doing that.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks that Netflix has to, like, all right.
Yeah, because it was lagging on Comcast. Yeah. They got to fucking pay for use of their fucking servers.
Yeah. That sucks. Did you know that Cox has limits?
Limits on what?
Like bandwidth limits?
Do they?
Yeah, it's 250 gigs.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't use that much.
I was going to say, that's a pretty high limit.
Yeah, so, that is, but I didn't know that Cox had. I thought Cox was one of the few that still didn't have limits to this day.
Yeah.
I mean, 250 gigs is reasonable, though. That's a.
Yeah, I don't use 250 gigs.
Oh, we got our dual band router. Mm. It's fucking pretty.
Nice. I have a dual band router, but I still don't have anything that runs on 5.
Your phone doesn't? The newer phones should do 5 gigahertz.
I don't think my phone does.
Oh, that stinks. There's like the PS4 does.
Oh, I was just going to say that. I think my PS4 does. I think.
Did you know that the PS3s only use wireless G? I swore they were N.
No, I didn't know that. I think 360 only use wireless G too.
But 360 also has a wireless N adapter.
Do they?
But yeah, I was looking.
Oh, the new ones did. Yeah. The Slim did. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, crap, my thought. We're talking about wireless. Oh, yeah. I notice it. When I was getting things off the internet, I was getting like 3 megabytes a second.
That's pretty
through
good.
A VPN.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
So I was like, dual band. The thing's a beast, though. I can't believe how fat dual band, or I guess not fat, just large dual band routers are. They're big.
Yeah, my router's pretty big, too. Have you ever had a D-Link router?
No.
It fucking sucks.
Really?
Yeah. I had a D-Link router for the longest time. It was like when I started first using Xbox Live, and it was just the biggest piece of shit. I was always on the phone with D-Link.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then I switched to the famous Linksys, God, what is it, 54TG or something.
Oh, everybody had that. I had that.
Actually, I have it up there. It's brick, though. I fuck it up.
Marissa has it now.
Yeah.
It's the new router that we bought for her, but I just kept the new one and gave her the old one.
Oh, my God.
But, yep, she has that one.
I wonder if she listens.
She doesn't. I can guarantee it.
Yeah, so that router is like famous for being just like an easy,
yep,
always works router. And then I upgraded to the Linksys something 3000, but it sucked.
Linksys has kind of sucked lately.
Yeah.
That's why I think Cisco's trying to sell that division.
Yeah, and so I sold it and I got a Netgear. I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's a dual band Netgear. And I just worked right out of the box.
Yep. Yeah. The Asus, as soon as I plugged the... You know how you always have to do the first time, like, plug it into your modem, then plug it into a computer?
Yeah.
As soon as I plugged it into my computer and opened up Chrome, it just set up everything for me. Oh, I just had to type so in... Nice. I had to type in, like, four things, and that was it. And it set it all up. And I like the ability and the technology that you can make it your same, like, wireless password and ID and everything, and everything just auto converts to it.
Oh, nice.
I love it. I didn't have to... I had to change, like, two things in the house.
Yeah, I always, like... my wireless network's called Mudkips, and I did that as a joke, and I figured I'd change it eventually.
Yeah.
But if I change it now, I gotta change, like...
Yep.
Like, 11 devices.
That's why I didn't want to, because, yeah, it's around 11, 12 devices are in the house that I'd have to change.
I want to change it to Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi, but...
I want to do FBI surveillance van.
So, someone has it around me. Have really? You seen that? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, if you look at the wireless connections around here, you might find it.
I'm setting up an associate manager only Wi-Fi network at Panera.
Are you?
Now that I have that dual band router, I'm going to take the old router. I have two points of origin that I'm trying to find where Cox's internet comes into the store, so then I don't have to go through Panera's like crappy login servers and that. And I have two places that I need to bring a computer to see if it's the direct line in.
Nice.
But then I'm just going to put a splitter in the wall, and just one goes to Panera stuff, one goes to our router.
Nice.
Yeah. Because, that's awesome. God, Panera's Wi-Fi is fucking balls.
Yeah, I always hated getting on Panera's Wi-Fi on my phone, because you still have to go to the fucking login screen.
And it's just, like... it's just shit Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it sucks, too. I don't know how Barb could constantly play WoW on it. All fucking day.
There was a guy at work last night. He did not leave till 10 o'clock. And the only reason he left at 10 o'clock, because I went in the back and unplugged the wireless router. It was like some college dude working on his shit. And, like, we needed to close. Like, everyone was almost done. And everyone's like, dude, he's still here. I'm like, I got this. So I just went in back and plugged the router. And, like, 5 minutes later, he was gone.
Nice. Andy, do you want a 30,000 vibrating waterbed that sinks to your heart rate? Because you can get one. Let's see here. This bed exists. Costs $30,000. It's made by Hamacher Schlemmer.
Oh, God. That's a name.
It's called a Tranquility Pod. It comes equipped with a 4-speaker sound system that syncs up to your smartphone, so you can control the soundtrack without leaving the warm embrace of the temperature-controlled waterbed.
Is that white?
Yeah, that's it right there. That's a Tranquility Pod.
Looks like something from Men in Black.
Yeah, the elliptical shape also blocks 90% of outside noise, and it syncs up to your heart rate.
I would give it a try. I would never buy it, but I'd give it a try. If it syncs up to your heart rate, I imagine you got to sleep really well then.
Let's get it when we buy a house.
Okay.
You and I. After you get rid of the dead weight.
Dude, just two bros
just
hanging out.
Just two bros hanging out in a vibrating bed.
Yeah.
Nothing gay about that.
No, we're just broing out on the
penises
bed.
Penises may be out, but
as long as the balls don't touch.
Yeah. It's not gay as long as the balls don't touch. Yeah. That's absolutely true. That's
docking.
It's a fact of life. Yeah.
It is a fact.
Yeah.
So we can dock all we want.
Yeah. Oh. Facebook is changing what happens to your page when you die.
That's kind of dark. All right, what happens?
Previously, if someone, like a family member or someone, can report that you've died, and then Facebook would change your page so that only your friends could see it, what they're going to do now is whatever your privacy settings were before you died is what's going to stay. So, like, if you had it to where people can look up your page, it's going to stay that way.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. That's random.
Yeah, they said something. We are respecting the choices a person made in life.
I mean, they got a point.
Yeah, a little bit of a point.
Yeah. Oh, well. That's interesting. That's something I never thought about on Facebook. Like, I've had a couple, like, kids in my grade die, and they had Facebook pages and stuff. Mm-hmm. But usually I figured after a while the family member just takes it down, but I didn't really think about just... the Facebook side of it.
Yeah, I would definitely rather someone take my Facebook page down if I died.
Yeah.
Because, like, how depressing would that be? You know, you just scroll by and, like, oh, there's Matt.
Yeah. Camilla, remember that. Okay. All right. I'll remember that for you, Matt.
Thank you, Andy.
I'm going to I'm gonna need all your passwords and social security numbers, though.
Oh, by the way, I had to change the password for the podcast.
Oh no, why?
Someone tried to log in from Pittsburgh.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Which one?
The email.
The email.
All the Google stuff. I changed.
I like that Google tells you where things are.
I changed the 10 to an 11.
Okay. All right. I can deal
with that. Remember that.
All right. God damn it. Oh, it's 11.
Yeah.
All right.
SkyDrive is now OneDrive until Microsoft gets sued again.
They got sued for SkyDrive?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The British Sky Broadcasting Group sued them over the name.
Interesting. We're watching a show on Sky right now, too.
Oh, yeah?
Idiot Abroad. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Yeah. We're watching that. That show's hilarious.
Nice.
But I did not know that that's the reason they changed their name was because Sky, they got sued. Microsoft has a huge problem of changing their services names so much.
Yeah. This article kind of makes a joke here. We remain anxious about OneDrive's chances, especially given the list of possible aggravated parties. Formula One, BBC One, One Republic, One.org, Fiber One, Xbox One is crossed out, Pier One, One Condoms.
It's called OneDrive?
OneDrive. And also right now they're giving you 7 gigs free.
How much?
7
gigs Mega Upload free. Gives you 50.
Well,
I'm just saying that.
I know. Microsoft's not Mega Upload.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, you get like 3 more gigs if you like automatically back up your photos to OneDrive or something like that.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Yeah. Flickr gives you 1 terabyte of a photo storage. Because that's what Flickr mainly is pictures. Mm-hmm. But still, a free 1 terabyte of photo storage.
God damn.
Yeah. Marissa Mayer knows what she's doing.
That's right. My wife. Her and I are going to go to the Olive Garden soon.
I treat you some breadsticks.
I'm going to make suggestive motions with breadsticks. Eh? You and me after this?
Marissa Mayer? I poked holes in the condom for a reason. You're mine now.
Yeah. You're carrying my seed.
You're stuck with me.
Oh, I got a Snapchat.
Oh, you got Snapchat? Have you got any dick pics yet?
No. Well, let's find out.
The other day, Josh was like, we should just mad send Josh dick or mad dick pics.
Apparently, Leaper bought 4 bottles of bleach at the dollar store. Oh. And that required a picture.
Leaper's got
Snapchat.
I have Leaper's number.
Leaper was the one that told me to get it.
I have Leaper's number. That's great.
I just basically send pictures of me and my horse head mask.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I send Camilla.
I'll sometimes send videos of me dancing to the music in the bathroom at Panera because it's so loud. It's like a friggin' orchestra in there.
Nice. All right, that'll do it for technology news. Let's move into news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
A brilliant girl sells cookies outside a marijuana dispensary.
I saw that picture. that girl's brilliant.
Right outside a San Francisco marijuana dispensary. She's 13 years old, she set up shop in front of the Green Cross on Monday, selling a whopping 117 boxes in 2 hours.
That's awesome. That is so smart.
You know what? I like Girl Scout cookies. I fucking hate Girl Scout stands.
Yeah. Yeah, I would rather, like, I get all my Girl Scout cookies through Steve,
his daughter. Yeah, you told me about him. I just, everywhere I walk into, you want to buy Girl Scout cookies?
And then you kind of feel like a dick because it's a little girl. You're like, no.
No.
No. Thank you.
No, I don't.
I just say I got them already, and they're pretty cool about them. Like, I got mine already. Though I've heard the lemonade, the new cookie they made, I heard that's pretty good. So if I ever
I'm
see
not a
stand.
Fan of lemon.
I like trying new things.
Matt. You gonna try me?
You ever heard of the Devil's Threesome?
Yeah.
But this time, there's no chick. It's just 3 dudes.
Oh. It's just 3 dudes. It's a Devil's Super Threesome.
Super deluxe threesome devil.
The Green Cross told the Huffington Post that the girl's mother contacted the dispensary beforehand to ask for permission to set the table outside. The owners welcomed the girl with open arms and reportedly bought several boxes.
Hey, girl. That's some nice peanut butter, man.
There is a similar story in Colorado that turned out to be a hoax, complete with an awful Photoshop job.
Oh. Good for that girl. Good for that girl. I hope it was the girl's idea, too.
I hope it was. That would be sweet.
That girl would be... That girl's going places.
A representative from the Girl Scouts told the Huffington Post that the decision where to sell cookies is ultimately up for the parents. Our number one concern is the safety of the girls.
I'm pretty sure she's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure she's fine.
Stoners are just going to grab
some cookies
and go. It's not a
methadone clinic.
Yeah, they're going to grab some cookies and go home. That's what they're going to do. Yeah. Oh, I cannot wait to get home. Yeah, that's it. Oh, how many Thin Mints you got? 47 boxes. I'll take them all.
Girl Scouts of Colorado said, if you're wondering, we don't allow our Girl Scouts to sell cookies in front of marijuana shops or liquor stores or bars.
Well, I'd understand liquor stores and bars.
Yeah. That's just Girl Scouts of Colorado where the hoax one came from.
Oh, okay, okay.
This is in San Francisco. But
where they're more progressive.
Yeah.
Liberal. Cool about Girl Scout cookies. And liberals.
Yeah, I'd much rather, if I had a daughter, put her outside the Green Cross than some fucking liquor store somewhere.
I bet you since they've said that. Dude, since they threw that out there, someone has had to have done that then.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That poor little girl.
Residents say police went overboard after a 13-year-old was charged with a felony over throwing a snowball.
Really?
Chicago police say a 13-year-old boy was arrested and charged with a felony for throwing a snowball at a police officer after a Westside elementary school let out Wednesday afternoon.
Dude, just give the kid a stern talking to. That's all he'll need.
Yeah. The eighth grader, who was facing felony charges of battery to a police officer, told the Tribune he was wrongly picked out of a crowd of kids who were throwing snowballs, further claiming that the ball didn't strike the cop. He said the officer said the snowball hit him, but it hit the car, not him. The officer was sitting in a marked squad car at the time of the incident. After the snowball came out from the crowd of 15 kids, the boy and his mother said a nearby security guard and the school's dean singled him out.
Hmm. I mean, I don't doubt singling out kids, but come on, man. Just give the kid a, like, he's in eighth grade. Just give the kid a fucking talking to and he'll be scared.
Here's the stupidest fucking thing. Right. Ray Fields, an educator who lives on the block, disagreed with the fact that the cop went overboard. He said, if the boy had gotten away with it, who's to say what they'd do next?
Oh my God.
If it doesn't stick to them now, they'll be 16 or 17, and they'll have a gun.
Oh, my God.
That's the stupidest fucking thing.
Snowballs lead to guns.
I've thrown snowballs at people, and I don't carry a gun and shoot people.
There's going to be a gun inside that snowball someday.
Second of all, do they realize that a felony will ruin this kid's life?
Yeah.
And he's only 13. He won't be able to vote. He won't be able to, he'll have a hard time getting a job.
In general.
Yeah. Going to college.
Federal prison's fucking evil.
Yeah. He wouldn't go to federal prison.
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably go to juvenile detention or something.
Is there a juvenile, is there a federal juvenile?
I don't know. Hmm. But, yeah, so, I mean, you're ruining this kid's life over a fucking snowball that he says he didn't even throw.
Dude, it's probably one of those cops that goes on, like, a power trip.
Yeah.
He just gets hit and he's like, who did that?
Like, what this guy said, like, they'll have a gun next. It's like, okay, how about instead of ruining the kid's life, you single him out, handcuff him, put him in your squad car, get on the phone, talk to nobody.
Yeah.
Come back and say, all right, I'm going to give you a warning this time. Don't do that again. Yeah. The kid's going to be scared shitless.
Yeah.
But nothing bad happened to him. And so he'd probably not do it again.
Yeah, dude, that's all you need to do is put, like, in eighth grade, if that happened to me, just handcuffed and put me in the back of the car. Shitless.
Yeah.
I'm fucking scared.
Yeah, you never do that again.
Yeah.
You don't need to fucking prosecute him and give him a felony. Battery of a police officer. What a pussy.
I know. Yeah, what a little bitch, dude. Oh, snow.
Oh, no.
Oh, this frozen water.
A California woman who describes herself as Barbie obsessed says she uses hypnotherapy sessions in hopes that it will decrease her IQ. She said, quote, I just want to be the ultimate Barbie. I actually want to be brainless. Her name is Blondie Bennett. Yeah, there's a good picture of her right there.
She looks like she would do that.
She says, I don't like being human, if that makes sense. Natural is boring. I would love to be like completely plastic.
I wish we had video so you guys could see my face. It's just like,
Bennett has had 5 breast augmentations and other procedures in hopes of attaining her goal, but she now says she's undergoing hypnotherapy sessions 2 or 3 times a week to try and dumb down her thoughts.
Can you actually do that with hypnotism? Can you dumb yourself down with hypnotism?
Probably if you believe it. You could probably dumb yourself down with hypnotism if you believe you can dumb yourself down with hypnotism.
I mean, she seems pretty believable in that aspect.
She says, I've had 20 sessions and I'm already starting to feel ditzy and confused all the time.
Oh, God.
So that sounds fun.
I wish I could hear what her voice sounded like. Just, it would probably put the topping on that cake if she was just stupid. It was like, like just really high-pitched.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh.
Just the fucking most annoying thing. Yeah. All right, Andy, that will do it for news.
Yeah.
And that will do it for this episode of 3HitCombo Podcast. Remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitCombo PC. That's number 3, PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com and find us on YouTube, search 3HitCombo Podcast. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. The top of 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 the top of